Okay. Okay, this way. Come on. This is the last box. Let's drop it just here for now, by the couch, okay? There. All right. That's it. You've officially moved in with me. Hey, you're in a cuddling mood, huh? Okay, well then, you're gonna get it. Oh, you like a bear hug, I know. Oh, I love having your arms around me. You're such a good cuddler. You know, I really can't believe that we're gonna be living together from now on. It's gonna be so great. I get to see you every day. We'll spend every evening together. Me and my best friend. Of course. This is exactly what I want. You know better than to doubt me. Come on. Everything I've seen from you over the last few weeks, since you broke up with Dane, since I started making all of your decisions for you, you've been happier than I've ever seen you. So it only makes sense that we take things further. And if you're living with me, that means that I can look after you even more carefully. Every day. It means that you can cuddle me anytime you want, and it means that I can put my arms around you and cuddle you anytime you want. Now, is there anything I can get you? Do you need a drink or something to eat? Shall I make you something? No? You're sure? Okay, well, suit yourself. You let me know if that changes. No, it's not that nice of me to offer. My job is to look after you. That's the job I want. I do it because this is how I want things to be between us. The closer and more dependent we are on one another, the better. Because I love you. And I love the way you look up to me. I've always wanted to be as close to you as possible. Ever since we were in high school. I loved being the older boy who looked out for you. I never cared what the other kids in my year said about me hanging out with someone 2 years below me. I loved the way you looked at me. And looked up to me. Like, I was aggressively protective of you. And I still am. As long as I'm alive, you'll always have an older boy looking out for you. Protecting you. You'll always be safe. Now, little cutie. You're all moved in, so we have to go over some things. We're going to set up a joint bank account this week. That will mean an extra way that we're tied up together. And one of the house rules is that you have to ask permission to spend an evening away from the house without me. Because I'm going to need you to keep me company pretty much every night. Okay? Now, your bedroom is going to be the one across the hall from mine. I took the liberty of removing the doors from both bedrooms so that I can keep a closer eye on you. That way, if you're also ever feeling needy, you can come straight in for a cuddle. My door is literally always open to you, and I need to make sure that yours is for me too. And also, after the incident in the changing room last week, I think we need to address something. Since I've decided that you and I are going to be codependent, it's raised the issue of sex. You're not allowed to date, and since that would mean that you'd be spending time away from me, we can't have that, can we? And you obviously have a bad history of choosing men who don't respect you. But the little incident with your touching yourself in the changing room showed me that you obviously have sexual needs that need to be addressed one way or another. And to be completely honest, I have similar needs too. That's why I've decided that this house is a judgment-free, safe space for masturbation. We are both allowed to do it anywhere, anytime, in order to make sure that we both get our sexual releases as required. Because I wouldn't want either of us getting all pent up and frustrated. Do you understand? You're free to touch yourself however you need to, whenever you need to, how often you need to, while you're living here with me. I think it's important. Now, tell me, have you masturbated since the changing room incident? Yes? And when? This morning, before I picked you up. Okay, and before that? This morning again. Good Lord, how often do you do it? Well, that's a lot, isn't it? I never knew this about you. Do you always do it this much? Only for the last couple of weeks. Since I took over, that would be. Huh. I see. Well, we're going to have to be a little bit more proactive about this then. How are you feeling right now? Is it time again? Do you need to touch yourself? Do you need your release? Okay, well, come on then. My laptop is just here on the coffee table. Let's get set up down here and make sure that you've got what you need. If you just sit right there, and I will turn the laptop on. Are you sure you don't need a drink first? Okay. So, what websites do you like? What kind of things do you look at? I mean, where should I look to find what you need? Okay, so... Alright, now... Here. This is your favorite website to look at for this kind of thing? Okay. Now, do you have any favorite videos? Any types of categories or search terms that I should look up for you? Huh. Okay. Like I said, it's a judgment-free zone. Now, let's see. I'll just type that in. And here. Now, there's a lot of results. Do you see one that you want to watch? What about this one? If you think that would be a good one for you to watch while you masturbate, then I think we should pick that one. Okay, now, here. Before I hit play, it's ready to go. Do you need me to stay with you while you watch it? Do you need me to look after you? If you say no, then I'll just go around the house and I'll get on with my business while you sit here and you just take all the time that you need to do what you have to do. It's okay, it doesn't matter how long it would take. I'm here to look after you. And I could just leave you to it to touch yourself or do whatever it is that you need while I get on with unpacking your things and setting up. You do want me to look after you? Okay, sure. Of course it's okay. There's no aspect of your life that I won't be involved with. I need to be a part of it all. If you need me to support you while you masturbate, that's okay. That's what best friends are for. You and I will never truly become codependents unless we become involved with each other as deeply as possible. And that's what we need. We need for you and I to become totally dependent on one another. We need to become as hooked into one another as possible, so that we can't live without each other. I think that's the only way forward for us. That means spending as many hours and minutes and seconds of every day together as we possibly can. Even while you're playing with yourself. How about I press play on the video here? And I'll sit back on the couch behind you. Yeah, I'll get around here behind you. I'll spread my legs, and if you sit in between them, now, you just slip your trousers down and your underwear off. Come on, that's it. There you go. Let's get you naked from the waist down. Get those gorgeous legs of yours exposed. And now, that's it. And I'll just put my arms around you like this, and I'll just hold you while you do it. And you can lean back onto my chest. And that way I can rest my head on your shoulder like this. And I can monitor you as closely as possible. Okay, my little cutie. Good. Now, show me how you do it. Come on, don't you be shy with me. You give me a good show, okay? I want to understand everything about you. All the things that I never got to understand before, I'm going to find it all out. And that way you and I will be as close as we possibly can. Okay? Now get to work. That's it. Come on. That's it. You spread those legs and you rest those feet up on the coffee table. And you just touch yourself. And show me exactly how you do it, okay? Because I saw you do it in the changing room before, but I think here doing it at home, we can be much more intimate and you can really just let yourself go. And you can touch yourself exactly how you want to. Exactly how you need to. I'll just stroke your chest while you play with yourself. And you watch your favorite video. Just like that. It is pretty sexy, isn't it? It's really interesting to see your taste in porn. The things that turn you on. The things that make you masturbate. Oh, you touch yourself. That's it. Come on. And don't be shy. And touch yourself exactly how you want to. Exactly how you need to. I want to see you masturbate, okay? Show your bestie how you masturbate. You're doing a really good job, baby. Letting yourself go. Showing yourself to me like this. It's such a privilege to have you share this with me. Share this beautiful part of yourself with me. Your legs spread wide. Playing with yourself, touching yourself while I stroke my fingers across your chest. And I've got one hand on your tummy here like this. And I just look at your face from the side like this and watch you and admire you while I get to see you being intimate with yourself like this. I like those little moans that you're doing. And the sound of your breathing. Definitely the breathing of someone who's very turned on right now. while you watch your favorite porn video and you masturbate, while I hold you close, and I've got my head on your shoulder just like this, cheek to cheek, you and me. I think this is what it means to really be best friends with someone. To be able to share everything together. To be close to someone. And there really is no reason that friends shouldn't become intimate with one another's bodies. I really like seeing you sexually aroused. It means so much to me to see this part of you. Such an intimate part of you that I never got to see before, and now here you are with your legs spread while you buck your hips and masturbate, watching a porno right in front of me as I hold you close and run my fingers all over your chest and your tummy. My beautiful bestie. Oh. Oh, don't you get too carried away here. Just because you can feel me getting hard on your back, don't you go getting any ideas. We're still just friends, okay? Just because it's hard and it's pressing into you doesn't mean it's gonna go any further. So you better behave yourself. You just focus on touching yourself. Would it help if I stroke your face like this? Just gently. Just run my hand over your cheek and tell you that I think you're pretty. You like that? I can tell you like it because your hips are moving faster. And your hand is moving faster. And you're breathing heavier. What if I hold you tight, even tighter against me like this? Come on, I want you to masturbate really hard. I would love to see you have an orgasm again. I think it's really important for us to be able to bond and become closer together. I think when two people know what each other look like when they have an orgasm, it's such a beautiful form of intimacy, and most friends never get to experience that. So come on, keep those legs spread really wide for me, and I want you to work it hard. I want you to work it really hard. While I whisper into your ear and I tell you how much I love you and how happy I am to be your best friend. And I want you to show me what it's like when you have an orgasm. I want you to watch that porn and I want you to masturbate until you come, okay? Oh, that's it. Move those hips a little faster. There you go. There you go. That's it. Now show me how you have an orgasm, okay? Go really, really hard. Go really fast for me, okay? And you show me what it looks like when you come. I want to whisper in your ear and tell you how much I value your friendship and how I love being close to you while you have an orgasm. So come for me. Come for me. Come on. That's it. That's it. Faster, faster, faster until you come. Faster until you come for me. That's it. I'm telling you to come for me. Come on. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. There you go. Come, come. Oh, there you go. Come, come, come. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, I've got you, I've got you, I've got you. Don't worry, don't worry. I've got you. I've got my arms around you. I've got you. You're safe with me. I've got you. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, I've got you. My beautiful bestie. I'm always going to protect you, okay? I'm always going to look after you. It's you and me. You and me together. You and me together. That's it. That's it. My beautiful bestie. You really do have needs, don't you? Yeah, I can tell. I never realized you were so horny. Well, like I said, we'll do this anytime you need to, okay? If you get the urge and you need to do it, you just let me know and then we'll pull your trousers down and we'll get you started, okay? And I think it's best if I monitor you every single time you do this. Understand me? Good. New house rule. No orgasms without my supervision, okay? Okay. Mwah. Now, I'm gonna keep getting your things unpacked and get you settled in. You lie here and you just rest up all that you need to, okay? Okay, good.